Hey friends, Doug Addison here. Welcome to Spirit Connection Podcast, Wednesday, June 8th, 2022. And I tell you, the Lord's given me a word called Hearing God for this season. This is going to help align you in the midst of everything that's going on right now. The Lord is speaking. Just last weekend, we had Pentecost. We've been in the season, the 50 days between Passover and Pentecost, and now God is pouring out His Spirit. I'm hearing the Lord very clearly, and I just want to help you to align for this time. Lord, we pray that You would open up the heavens. Yeah, even virtually, no matter when you listen to this, whatever, that doesn't matter. The Lord is outside of time, and He's going to align you with the time. He's going to align you with the season, and we're going to, wow, I'm seeing something shift right now. We're going to come into agreement on earth as it is in heaven in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, you know, during this time, God is speaking, and especially, not limited to, but He's speaking in dreams and visions and angelic encounters. Reminds me of one of my favorite verses, Job 33:14-17. Now, I like this in the New King James Version. It describes it better. But for God may speak in one way or another, yet man or woman, boy or girl, people don't understand it, don't perceive it in a dream, in a vision of the night, while deep sleep falls upon men, while slumbering on their beds, He opens the ears of men and seals their instructions in order to turn man from his deed and conceal pride from man. Wow. Now, of course, we know God's speaking all the time, and we don't always perceive it. So how good is that? God can speak to you, according to Job 33. You don't have to perceive it, really. He'll conceal things. He's a concealing God. He did that when Jesus talked that way. He says, you know, the secrets of the mystery of the kingdom of heaven have been given to you, but concealed to others. Now, you'll have to press in to get it sometime. So, He can conceal it from our natural mind. So in other words, it doesn't matter when God is speaking to you. It doesn't matter if you understand it in your mind, because it goes into your spirit. And sometimes He doesn't want you to know the details. It'll keep you from the warfare and keep you from getting prideful. So He seals those instructions later. Then you can actually, these hidden things can come out later on. They're tucked away now. Maybe you'll have a dream later, or maybe you feel like you've been there before, type of thing. This is probably the Lord. He's concealing things for you and giving you your instructions ahead of time. So the point of this, to understand how God speaks, doesn't matter if you get it in your mind, but I can help you pull some of these things in. You can start to align with the time that God's doing right now. I want to help you align with it. And different ways God speaks. First of all, the Bible was one of the main ones. A dream, a vision, a friend. He can speak to friends. He could speak to an enemy, but I'd rather him speak to a friend, if you know what I'm saying. A movie or a TV commercial, maybe a song or a worship time or a worship song. Man, He's speaking all the time, 24/7. And He also can speak through a prophetic word, because, you know, this is the things that we might not understand. You know, I'm going to walk through some biblical principles here that's going to help you apply these things. You might have to weed out some of the things, but, you know, when He's speaking, it doesn't mean that everything you hear, you know, in the commercial, you know, is everything. You might have to weed some things out, but once you understand this, God can speak all the time to you. It's the same principle, whether it's a dream, a vision, whatever. Maybe a friend shared something with you through, the two of you could maybe even start to really get a word from the Holy Spirit, or maybe the Holy Spirit speaks to you directly. The reason I'm saying this is He's activating this in you right now. So some people find that you know, the Holy Spirit speaks directly into their spirit, you know, which almost feels like your mind, which is fine. And the takeaway is this, that, you know, God just, He'll give you what you need. He wants to hide things so you don't get prideful. But we're moving into a season where things are going to start to get more clear. And that's why at the end I'm going to show you how to align things up so that you don't fall into pride and that you can open the spiritual atmosphere over you. And so God can speak to you, angels. Wow. You know, I just released a prophetic word this month, the month of June. There's five different angels groups that are being assigned. You have to go look at that prophetic word. I forgot the episode number. It was the one last week. So take a look at it. But I want to walk you through biblically how to nail this down biblically, because it's important when we're dealing with how God speaks. Acts 8:26, you'll see that Philip had an encounter with an angel in 8:26, and he's told where to go. He, you know, in some instructions, basically. Then in verse 29, the Spirit tells Philip how to respond once he gets there. And he sees this man pondering, on his way. This man was in a chariot, and he's pondering the book of Isaiah. He's reading it. Philip explains the passage to him and tells him about Jesus. Now, take a look at that. Starts out with, you know, the Spirit tells him to go. That's the Holy Spirit. Once he gets there, an angel. He may or may not have seen the angel. Most likely you don't, because they don't conceal them. They don't reveal themselves because it distracts from what they're bringing. But I tell you, this is a time God's moving right now. It doesn't matter how you get it. Don't worry. Don't get all, you know, hung up on it or wanting a greater level of encounter, wanting Jesus to walk in the room or something. You know, He has not done that with me. I've had visions, but I've never had a face-to-face encounter. And I'm no less than anybody who has, neither are you. God just wants you to walk close with Him in love. Now, let's take a look at this hidden language, especially when you're dealing with dreams and visions in this time of year. Parables and the hidden language in the Bible. Jesus used parables to explain the concepts of the Lord and hidden in an everyday language. And so God can speak through parables and other things. There's Bible verses. Popular movies are almost like a parable. I could probably go through a lot of the superhero movies. They're kind of like it, like a parable with what God's doing right now. So there's music. Again, I'm going to probably say some of these things twice, but there's a lot going on right now. And God wants to activate your prophetic gift, your ability to hear Him. You don't have to be a prophet for this. But He wants to activate your ability not only to hear His voice, but to discern what He's saying. And that's what I'm going to do at the end of this, is give you a crash course in discerning the voice of God. Because God's methods are varied based on your type of gifting. Maybe you're in a different place, but it doesn't matter. The Lord still speaks to us all. God found that it really helps to read through the parables of Jesus. I remember one point in my life, man, I was reading them all the time. I pulled my iPhone out, I'd be a lion at the grocery store or DMV, I'd be anywhere. I'd pull out my Bible on my iPhone and just read a parable, you know, just activate that in me. I've got them in me right now. I don't do it that quite as much as I used to, but you know, when you do this, you'll start to understand how God is speaking all the time. And He wants to use everyday situations and people to go deeper with you. Proverbs 25:2. I love this one. Now, this shows that the internet and Google is actually in the Bible. It is. Yeah, Proverbs 25:2. It's the glory of God to conceal a matter, but it's the glory of kings to search out that matter. Yeah, He wants you to search it. He wants you to do a search. And, you know, you have to, sometimes He'll speak directly. And it depends on how, you know, your level of hearing Him. I just call that the level of, not necessarily your maturity, sometimes it is, but just the level that you are right now or the season that you're at. And there's a time that God will begin to speak deep, but you understand. And the deeper you get with the Lord, you don't have to worry about how it comes to you. Just know that He's speaking all the time. So think about the last time that you go back and the last time God spoke to you, and write that down. Or maybe it's a dream or an answered prayer that you knew it was the Lord. Write it down and study it. That's a way to do it. So, you know, when we look at the prophetic words, you know, God will speak in prophetic words. He'll speak in dreams. Now, they're a little bit harder. Dreams are a little bit harder to understand because it takes some stuff. I've got some training courses I'll talk about in a little bit here. But over the years, I've been a dream interpreter. But I also give prophetic words. I do the daily prophetic word, you know. And I'm just saying, right now, God is speaking more clearly than I've ever seen. I went to church a couple weeks ago, a church that Linda and I go to. And suddenly, 2 weeks in a row, I would just sit there, I hear the still small voice. I got names for people. And I'm saying right now, I don't usually get that, but praise God, it doesn't matter if you get that level of detail or, hey, you know that their dog needs help. You know what I'm saying? The Lord is going to use this all for His glory. So here's some practical steps and help. First of all, write it down. Write down how God speaks. Begin to track. Don't get hung up in the semantics or the technology side. Just get it down. I write it down in different ways. I just text myself. I do all kinds of things just to get it in there. I have a notepad next to my bed. I write down bullet points if I need in the middle of the night and then get those into my journal later on. Search out the matter. We're talking about Proverbs 25:2. You might have to do some research specifically in the Bible. Look up some Bible verses, references, maybe consider doing a word study or something that's related to it. Look at the themes that God is showing. Maybe you need to read a book or take an online course or take a course somewhere, maybe at your church or something. But here's a couple I can help you with because I've got so much training on this, been doing it for years. And so here's a couple of things I've developed for your dreams at night. I've developed the Dream Crash Course. It's online training. Also a book. We put it into a book called Understand Your Dreams Now. And both of those have a little dream dictionary. Tells you how to walk. It'll walk you through. Actually, the Dream Crash Course is like a kit. Two resources on dreams. Now, if you want to study the parables, it will help you to understand metaphor and the ways that God speaks symbolically, because that's what He's doing right now, and it'll help you in that. When it comes to hearing God and the prophetic, you know, doesn't really take time. It doesn't have to take a lot of time to learn to discern, but God's moving right now, and He wants you to talk with Him personally. He wants to have this conversation. So move out of the mode of that God's angry at you, or move out of the mode of being very formal, because the Lord wants to deal with you as a loving father to a son or a daughter. And it's helpful to slow down and write things down, to hear your experiences, write them down, and track those right now. So I have an online training course on hearing God, and it's actually, people have said this for years. They ask me, how do I know the difference between God, Satan, and myself? I used to say, well, gosh, if you had that, you'd have a best-selling book. Well, guess what? I know how to do that now, and I'm giving it out here in some detailed training. And to go into that in my online workshop, Discerning God's Voice, How to Know You're Hearing Accurately. I go through the details in that online workshop on discerning between the difference between yourself, God, and the enemy. It is possible. You can learn to discern. And in the process, you're going to get rid of fear. You're going to start feeling better because you're going to be less questioning, less fearful, because you'll start to understand the things that I'm talking about here. So I also have a book called Hearing God Every Day. So there's an online training and a book that will help you. I got plenty of them, believe me. Just go to DougAddison.com and you click on the store and you'll find tons and tons of things in there. So you can do a search or do a Google search on that to find those. Hey, guess what? Let's go deeper. Let's dive deeper. You know, like we're in the kiddie pool or anything here, but let's get into the deep end. Let's build a foundation for you to master your ability to interpret dreams, to hear the voice of God. Most people don't, you know, they master some other things. They master, you know, your career, or maybe your health, helping your kids, you know, and a lot of people master their hobbies, their golf game, things like that. You know, you could actually master your ability to hear the Lord, and you want to build a foundation on love. Jesus said, love God with all your heart, all your soul, and all your mind, and love your neighbor as yourself. So we want to build a foundation of love. Those three loves will align you. Jesus called that the greatest commandment. And there's more to it than, you know, you can go deeper with that. But the Apostle Paul said in 1 Corinthians 14:1, follow the way of love. Eagerly desire the gifts of the Spirit, especially prophecy. Wow. So eagerly desire the gifts. Eagerly desire especially prophecy. And that's just hearing God. Combine hearing God with loving people and yourself, and you, friends, have entered the deep end of hearing. You have entered into the mastery program. I'm going to say it again. When you combine hearing the voice of God with loving people and loving yourself and loving others, Matthew 37, I got the wrong verse there, but you're going to see something happen. I just suddenly saw a flash of things, and some people really just feeling like that you've been cut off. That's why I got that wrong verse there, because I was seeing a vision of people who are hung up on the Bible so much that if you said a wrong verse or got something wrong, that's the legalistic way that God was going to swat you down. I just suddenly had a vision of that. Break that off and become a loving daughter or son to a loving father. He's not a drill sergeant or a taskmaster at all. Here's some steps to hear God accurately for this season. First of all, build a daily habit of listening and connecting to the Lord. It doesn't have to be long. You can just do a little bit. I know that many of you are working two jobs. You got kids. You got, hey, just find something. Quality is here, not quantity. If you have more time, great. Number two, I'm going to give you five steps. Number one was to build the habit, listen daily, find a way to connect to the Lord. Second is to cultivate the spiritual atmosphere. Did you know that unbelief and grumbling can close the spiritual atmosphere over you? I'm going to do a little exercise here in a minute to open up the spiritual atmosphere, but that's why Jesus couldn't do miracles. Jesus himself could not do miracles around unbelief, and he talked about this thing about grumbling, to be careful of that. So you want to work on the spiritual atmosphere. I go through this in almost all my trainings. Number three is track what God is saying. Write it down, record it, however you can. Number four, practice to learn to discern. And you go back to the last time God spoke to you, or you write it down, and you start to study how it comes to you. Hebrews 5:14, but solid food is for the mature, who by constant use have trained themselves to discern good from evil. That's your key here. If you want to go into the deep things of the Lord, that is it. Hebrews 5:14, by constantly training yourself to discern the voice of the Lord. You can do it simply, you know, a few steps a day. You know, you don't have to leave your current job or anything like that to do this. And number five, the fifth step of hearing God for the season, activate it in your life. Do something practical. I got a powerful prophetic word from a prophet just recently. And Cindy Jacobs, I know Mike and Cindy, but she gave me a prophetic word. And so I wrote it down. I got people to pray over it. I was thinking, wow, that's one powerful. What could I do to activate that? So activate it, write it down, get people to agree to pray. Another word I got about, that I would go into some type of anointing. It wasn't from, I think Sean Bowles that gave it. My friend Sean Bowles gave it to me a few years ago. And so I'm actually taking a live class next month on it. And so I'm activating it in my life right now, in this season. So those are ways I'm showing you. I've been doing this for a long time, but you still want to keep CIA, continual improvement always. You want to keep moving, and that way you will master your ability to hear the voice of God and be a son and daughter. That's all that counts, really. So here's how to grow in discernment. First of all, believe that God wants to speak to you. Remember, unbelief killed miracles, especially in Samaria. He couldn't even do any miracles because of their unbelief. So unbelief in that God speaks to you would kill that. So spend time regularly with the Lord. If you can find time to, you know, just a little bit even, find some time and also read the Bible so that you can understand how he speaks through the written word. You have to do a lot. There's seasons where I just read until he speaks. I go into a season sometimes, read what you need, or other times I study the Bible, you know, through. Doesn't matter. Just get it in you because it is the Word of God. It's living. It's a living Word. It's so good for you. Another step, practice hearing God on a regular basis by asking him to speak to you. So each day, ask him to speak. Write it down, what you sense he's saying. Maybe get some help with it. And very important, because you're now in the school of the Holy Spirit. I've invited you in. Embrace your mistakes. Don't be hard on you. He wants you to learn from your mistakes. Used to be. I used to beat myself up. Oh, Lord, I'm sorry I missed you. Like, you know what? Everybody does. I want you to not beat yourself up, you know? So here's another thing. You'll want to clean up your mindset. Romans 12:2. I love this verse. Do not conform to the pattern of this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Then you'll be able to approve what God's will is, his good, pleasing, and perfect will. So, wow. Romans 12:2. Take a look at that. You'll want to get away from the pattern of the world. What is that right now? You know, people are grumpily complaining, they get angry, especially on the internet. That's why my daily prophetic words are available to you. When I go to do something, if I go to write out something, and I as a writer, as a speaker, I put my gripe list, my grumble list about what I don't like about the thing, about whatever it was, and then, you know, that I'm doing. I just create all of that, and I either then, you know, throw that away, or use one line out of it and take it to the Lord, turn that around, and then present it like this. What I'm presenting to you, I do every week. I do the same thing. I got rid of the grumbling of myself, and I'm presenting to you the solution instead of the pollution. I might say a word about what we need to do, but I don't spend the time. So if you want to really get better at this and how to communicate, get better here in the Lord, is ask him for the solution and get rid of the pollution. And so you can renew your mind each day from the pattern of the world. You'll need to eliminate any fear, judgment, unbelief. You'll replace that with the fruit of the Spirit. Write this down. Galatians 5:22 and 23. But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, and self-control. I have it memorized, and I walk with it all the time. It's so good. You'll want that kind of fruit going, and it'll eliminate some of the other things. So, love and forgiveness and changing the spiritual atmosphere. I'm going a little long this week because I felt the Lord say, I want you to do a special kind of a shifting the atmosphere, because we just left Pentecost and we're moving into a new season right now. So you need to learn to change the spiritual atmosphere. Yep, that's right. 2 Corinthians 10:5. But we demolish arguments and every pretense that sets itself up against the knowledge of God. And we take captive every thought and make it obedient to Christ. Now, you don't want to punish yourself or anything, but I'm just saying, you want to demolish the arguments. Take an inventory of your negative thoughts or words. Good idea. Take an inventory of what you say. That's the self-talk you hear there. Recognize ungodly thoughts and then take them captive or write them down. Get prayer over them. Stop any judgments best you can do, especially against yourself. Any kind of withering words, anything that you want to shift these around, and then bless more than you complain. That is huge. Then, here's This is what I would recommend everyone. Go on a negative thought and talk fast, or develop the lifestyle of negative free. Lord, we pray for this message right now about activating over us right now for this season, the season that we're in, that you would open up the heavens, dreams and visions, angelic encounters, whether we see them or not, that we would learn to discern, that we'd be able to perceive what you're doing, and we'd be able to respond in love. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, DougAddison.com is my website. I'm on social media everywhere you want, but take a look at our app. Some people want to do a social media fast. Well, we have the Doug Addison app. It's in the Google Play Store and the Apple App Store. Just search Doug Addison, and you'll get the daily prophetics. You'll get all kinds of stuff. And if you want to stay out of the, you can stay in touch with us. Turn on the notifications on your device, and you'll be notified when I go live, just like now, as well. All right. The daily prophetic word, they go all over the world. Consider becoming a partner with them. But first, I want to talk about this. We're doing a challenge right now. It's called Write Your Book Now Challenge. And I've written a lot of books. In fact, I've written a book on how to write a book. It's called Write a Book Quickly. And God is releasing books from heaven right now. Many people are called to write, or many of you feel stuck, or you need a boost to get to this next level. So the Lord told me, and spoke to my team and me. I have an amazing writing team. I get amazing The Enlightened Connection team. Anointed group that's with us. So it's called Write Your Book Now Challenge of 2022. And you can, I'm not promising, but you can write a book in 30 days or less. I have done it. It includes my Write Your Book Now online training, which is delivered to you over video, and some book template outlet, book outline and layout templates, some guides that can help you. It's one of the things that I use when I go to write a book. And it brings everything into alignment. It'll show you how to get rid of your gripes. It'll show you how you can actually take, if you're a speaker, you could take your sermons or whatever and put them in this. And that's what I do. I do things like that. And we'll do a 4-week, this is a 4-week live coaching with accountability, Q&A, via Zoom with my team. Now, I'll be there through the video training, but my team, my goodness, these people are amazing. They know more about writing and publishing from that side of things than I do. So they'll walk you through with things. But for, you know, maybe you need to get your book published, or maybe you work for someone who does. Maybe you work for a pastor or a speaker who needs it. So it would be good for you to take this. So they're going to really thank you, because this really does give you the tools to write and publish your book. Possibly in 30 days or less. So it's $147. That's amazing for 30 days of coaching or two payments of $75. Go to DougAddison.com/write, WRITE, write 2022. Wow, I'm just so excited for what God's doing right now. And Lord, we just ask that you would open up the heavens over each of us. In Jesus' name, amen. See you next week.